Today I want to have a look back at the three best riders from 2021. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. I hope your new year is off to an absolute cracker and we're off to a good little roll with the podcast. We're back into our normal cadence with the third day in a row. Last couple of days, I've kind of really focused the content on strategies and tactics to get you motivated and get you moving for the new year. So if you haven't had a listen back to those, yesterday I talked about three tactics and strategies that you need to implement to kickstart your new year. And the day before that, I talked about why resolutions fail and a four-step plan to make sure your resolution doesn't fail. Both of them have got great feedback and both worth checking out. They're both real short. I think they're both under 10 minutes. Today, I want to slightly change pace and get it back on that cycling specific stuff, and I want to look back and I want to talk about the three best male road riders for 2021. Before I dive into announcing who these three riders are and why I chose them, I just want to give you a brief reminder about Patreon. Patreon is how we fund this podcast, and going into 2022, we're putting a renewed emphasis on Patreon to fund this podcast and also to start giving more value to the Patreons who currently help us, you know, fund this podcast by donating the price of a beer once a month. So if you can spare the price of a beer once a month to kick this podcast up a next level, we've had amazing success and it actually warms my heart that a small podcast that I do out of, you know, the corner of my spare bedroom in my apartment gets such reach. You know, you guys are tuning in your hundreds of thousands to the podcast last year, and I can't thank you enough for it. It's humbling, but I really want to kick it up to the next level because I think it's something that's worth doing. I think the, you know, a cycling platform where we talk about cycling as a tool for health, happiness, and longevity, which isn't censored by the big brands, it's a noble pursuit worth pursuing. And if you want to be a part of this and be a small part of our community, price of a pint of beer once a month is all I ask. And you can make that contribution over on Patreon. It's patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Let's dive in. In no particular order, I want to talk about the top three riders, male road riders from 2021. You can't go much further than Tadej Pogacar to start off, because he's only the third rider in history to win a Tour de France and two monuments in the same season. Let me know over on Instagram. Follow us. It's roadman.cycle on Instagram. Let me know who the other two were. And, you know, you never know. You might get yourself a little roadman mug coming in the post. You slide into the DMs. He absolutely waltzed through the races that he was in this year. Like Tour of Slovenia, he absolutely blitzed it, as well as Treno Adriatico. He won four of the five stage races overall victory that he signed up for this year. He also had wins at Liège-Bastogne-Liège and Il Lombardia, and a bronze medal in the Olympic road race. He had 13 wins in total, higher than any other rider in the men's peloton, including sprinters and one-day specialists, which is insane. And he's still only 23 years of age. And when you think about the impact that Tadej Pogacar has had on cycling, he's completely changed the model for pro cycling. It's almost moving to more like a pro soccer model now, where for years, clubs, you know, the sort of not the super, super rich clubs, you know, not the top, you know, five, six clubs in the world, the ones just below that tier, the likes of Arsenal, they've been going off and they've been signing players at, you know, 13 years of age, 14 years of age, you know, for big money in the hope that they come through at 17, 18 and become first team players. And we're seeing with Pogacar, that's the model that cycling teams have moved to now. They're signing this just absolute throng of really young riders in the hope that one of the 100 riders they sign is Tadej Pogacar, the next version, the next Remco Evenepoel. And, you know, I'm conflicted on it because there's a lot of collateral damage. I came from a soccer background and I've seen firsthand the damage that those sort of models can have. When you bring 100 riders in and one rider makes it, there's 99 on the scrap heap who've left school, who've broken dreams. Well, that's a conversation for another day. So one of my top three for 2021, it's Tadej Pogacar. He could well be the incumbent to Eddy Merckx, the next greatest rider of all time. We've said it before, I'm going to say it again. If we look back two seasons ago, we would have said Egan Bernal was going to go on this unstoppable run. Then Pogacar came along, so who knows what's around the corner, but deservingly Tadej Pogacar, it's a tongue twister, is in our top three for 2021. Second, another man that you couldn't look past really, it's Primoz Roglic. He won the Tour de Basque Country where absolutely no one could touch him, and that includes Pogacar. He claimed overall there. Also, the Vuelta a España, he won the Vuelta a España for a record-equaling third successive edition. And let's not forget, on that difficult time trial course in Tokyo, he took a gold medal. He's only the third rider in history to win a Grand Tour and an Olympic gold in the same season. Chapeau, Primoz Roglic. Now, Tord is a rider who I'd be pressed to think of a better all-round rider in the entire world. We're focusing this on road, so I've ignored his cyclocross exploits. But if you just look at the versatility in his road race wins this year, Wout van Aert. Like, I can't ever remember a rider like Wout van Aert. Maybe you're going back to before I started watching cycling, Sean Kelly era, to find a rider that's as complete an all-rounder. And this year, his all-round capabilities seem to reach new highs. He finished second overall at Treno Adriatico, which has a bunch of climbing in it. He also won the bunch sprints in Treno, and he won the time trial there. And then when he went to the Tour de France, he went one better. He won a time trial in Tour de France. He won a double stage, which went twice up Mont Ventoux. And he won the bunch sprints on the Champs-Élysées. And when you top all that off with his Ardennes victories, where he won Amstel Gold and Gent Wevelgem, and also a silver in the World Time Trial Champs, and a silver in the Olympic Road Race, which was a super difficult course. And everyone seemed to be riding against him that day. What an all-rounder, what a bike rider. And then going into 2022, you know, he's already smashing the cyclocross scene. And we're seeing how difficult this is, because Mathieu van der Poel is struggling to make that transition, balancing, getting sick with injured. These are not easy things to do. Wout is an absolute machine. He is an absolute standout rider. So that's my top three male road riders for 2021. It's Tadej Pogacar, Primoz Roglic, and Wout van Aert. I cannot wait to get stuck into watching these lads again this year. Cycling is just, it's so amazing at the moment, and it's so finely poised to be another epic season. Let's just hope it doesn't get interrupted anymore this year with coronavirus outbreaks. Roman, thanks for tuning in for this. Thanks for supporting us through the Patreon, and I'm going to chat to you again tomorrow. Hey Roadman, it's Anthony again. Just before you head off, real quick, I just want to mention the Roadman Blueprint. It's the ultimate coaching package. It's 4 months long. It's 4 months of one-on-one coaching sessions with your own professional Roadman cycling coach. It's 4 months of strength and conditioning plans, so you never need to worry about, is this strength and conditioning plan aligned with my cycling goals? It's 4 months of nutrition plans to fuel all that. It's 4 months of biohacks, which you know I love so much, and I'm getting to pick the brain of all these experts. And it's 4 months of motivation to make sure you never miss a session, and every single session you hit it with commitment and with purpose. The whole package, it's €997. I have a limited number of places on the Roadman Blueprint. If you're interested in getting started, pop me an email on admin@roadmancycling.com. This is the ultimate coaching package for those looking to take their cycling and their performance to the next level.